Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and we want to say thank you so very much for supporting the Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show each and every Friday here on blogtalkradio.com. Since we have started airing our show on Blog Talk, it has proved to be very, very rewarding in many, many ways. And I actually would like to extend our thanks and gratitude to Blog Talk Radio for being who they are and doing what they're doing and offering what they're offering on the planet. It is quite amazing when you see what the technology is able to do, meaning that here we are live each and every Friday, and immediately, of course, afterwards, the show is archived for 24/7 listening by simply going into the normal link and clicking on the archived or on demand, as sometimes it reads, section, and you can pull up every show from the past months and listen to them at your leisure. So again, we want to say thank you to Blog Talk and thank you to all of our supporters, not only of the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show, but also the Healthy Referral newspaper that you continuously hear about and inquire about, which we also greatly appreciate. So if you are a preventive, natural health-oriented person, and your mission or your business is personal growth or positive news, those are the kinds of things that are in the Healthy Referral newspaper. So if you're looking to promote those things that you're doing, we would really appreciate your support. Everything makes a difference, and I think we all know who have been moving along this path for, at least for us, 24, 25 years, and some much longer than that. So the Healthy Referral is a physical 36, approximately, page newspaper that is a national, international piece. It's also, besides physical, in your hand piece. It is online at newspaperdirect.com. So we feel we have the best of both worlds. That way, people who are the kinds of people who would much rather read online, it's there for them. However, there are many, many, many people who prefer having a piece in their hand so that they can read it and write on it and do what it is that they want. So if you would like to find out how you can become a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper, just let us know, and I'll be giving our contact information here in a moment before we go on to our interview. And, of course, Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show that you're hearing, there are ways that you can be interviewed on here as well, and we can tell you how that can be put together. An additional awesome thing is that we are into our 16th year of producing the International Natural Health and Foods Expo that we decided to go ahead and schedule at the Orlando, Florida Convention Center, September 27, 28, 29 of 2013. You heard that correct. That's 2013. And for events like this, it needs at least a year, even though we've done it in less than that. So again, if you would like to be considered to exhibit, and what we're doing is those who are supporting the expo by exhibiting and also would like to speak, we have them apply to be able to speak. That is how we choose our speakers, except for a featured speaker or two, of course. And the website for expressing your interest in the expo is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. That's healthandspiritnetwork.com. There's a form on there. You can express your interest and keep updated as more details are confirmed. So that is the site that you would want to go to. Our overall site, business site, is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. A phone number that you can reach us is 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And, of course, on our website, there are email addresses. However, if you would like a direct email, you can jot this down. It's Marchia, MarchiaCM, as in Marie, at yahoo.com. So it's MarchiaCM at yahoo.com. And I would love just to move along right into our interview so I don't keep Jeff Cates waiting. So in just a second, I'm going to open his mic. And I would like to do a short intro. The Cates Method, that's K-A-T-E-S, method was developed by Jeff Cates, a longtime friend of ours and a licensed massage therapist. And it is a safe and very effective healing method that helps to loosen the body and ease the pain. And Jeff Cates, who is a LMT, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about the other initials. Excuse me. There's an ABP and there's a BA, of course, is the director of the Advanced Bodywork and Massage Institute in Ohio and has over 27 years of experience working to relieve muscular pain and immobility. And Jeff has discovered a method of healing pain that relies on the unerring wisdom of our bodies that he calls the healer within. That is absolutely one of my most favorite things. And by communicating with the healer within, to get tight, stuck areas moving again, pain is relieved as circulation is restored. And so the Cates method is easy to learn, and it is completely a new way of stretching out tight, immobile muscles, and it is not a massage technique. And the person getting a treatment can actually stay completely closed. Also, the Cates method can definitely be learned by anyone, and this is really what's wonderful. Regardless of your background of education, and you don't need to be a medical practitioner of any sort. However, many medical and holistic practitioners are definitely benefiting their patients by using the Cates method. So if you are at a crossroads, for instance, also on your career path, consider the gift of healing others with a technique which loosens the body and eases the pain painlessly. I love the way that that's said. Their 5-week affordable program can be used to provide an additional income stream, which is really, really nice, to build your own full or part-time business, or simply to ease the pain of family and friends. And as we know, the health wellness industry has become one of the fast-growing complements to the medical field over the last 2 decades. Science has a lot to say on the topic of stress and pain and its toll on the body. So as I go and open the mic for Jeff, I want to end with saying, or actually begin by saying, a career path that makes a difference, the right choice, the right time. And the phone number that you will be able to reach Jeff after the show is 330-405-1933. That's 330-405-1933. And I am going to go ahead and bring Jeff on. Hopefully he's there. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Marcia.
You're very welcome. And
how are you
first
doing?
Of all, you heard me say very briefly there that we are longtime friends. And
oh, yeah. The school actually started at your place, if you remember that. I'm sure you do.
Go ahead and share that.
Well, that's what we had met years before that. But when I opened the school, I was looking for a place that we could get started, and Marcia offered me some space she had in a little place down in Chagrin Falls, a healing center that she had down there. And that was the kickoff for the school, and that was, I think it's going on 16 years now. And that was our start, and we know we've always been together and having good times together. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you gave me an opportunity at one point to go ahead and actually do the 100-hour course.
Right.
For the certification for massage, not LMT, but for the certification. So that was a wonderful gift for me also. So, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to walk with so many close friends. And all of a sudden, I don't know how all these years go by, but here we are.
Yeah, it's been a while. I personally have been in the business like 29 years actually now. And something I should mention since you're down there in Florida is I got my original massage training at the Florida School of Massage in Gainesville, Florida. So go Gators. And
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was excellent, excellent school, and it was a lot of fun, you know, because of the school there and football games and running into your occasional random alligator here and there, and it was just a great place. Yeah, no bad encounters, just, you know, it was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot, and been doing it ever since.
Well, you know, Jeff, you are definitely, and I'm not just saying this because we've known each other for so long, because I know there are many people who express this when I talk with them, you know, that you are a excellent body worker, and you do know so much about the body, and taking the time that you have to study the things that you have and to create what you have years ago, to the point where, you know, it took a lot of, let's just say, nerve, I guess, to go ahead to step into some of the things the way that you have.
Yeah.
In other words, you definitely are out of the box. You are not a person who walks inside the box.
Yeah. What Marcia is talking about is our school was the first in Ohio to open up a level of training called the Ethical Massage Practitioner Certificate Program, which is approved and registered with the State Board of Career Colleges and Schools in Columbus. And up until that time, there was nothing available for folks to do who wanted to get into the massage field except the massage therapy licensing programs, which were like, just a ton of money and ran a year to 2 years in length, and our program is only 4 months in length, and you're only in class 1 day a week, and it's just over $2,000. So for people who want to get into the business without jumping off a really steep bridge, it's a good way to get started, and we have hundreds and hundreds of graduates who are doing really excellent. They're making terrific money, lots of friends, helping lots of people, and we're very, very proud of our graduates. So that's what she was talking about with the nerve thing. And I got some hate mail and, you know, some threatening phone calls and, you know, I just don't care. What can I say, you know?
Well, so. that's what's so great, Jeff. You have that direction, and I call it just simply following one's passion and your purpose. And unless I'm totally incorrect, I would say that's how I have seen you, you know, through the years, is you know what you want to be doing.
Yeah, that's very true. I did a lot of things after college, but they were just a paycheck and a job. It was automotive aftermarket, selling auto parts and stuff. And, you know, it was okay, but it was just a job. And I hate wearing a tie with a passion. And, you know, so anyway, in my mid-30s, I ran actually into the ocean floor, big wave just smashed me into the ocean floor, and I hurt my back severely, and a couple of friends pulled me out of the water, and I was hurting real bad, and they told me about this woman down the street who was just some kind of miracle healer or something, you know, and so I went to her two times, and my back was just like right back, and pain was completely gone, and I was so impressed with her, and I asked her where she went to school, and she told me, you know, Florida School of Massage in Gainesville, and I was looking for a change of career at the time anyway. So that fall, there it was, bing, signed up, and way over my head in all kinds of anatomy and physiology. It was just, like, overwhelming at first. But, you know, after, you know, a couple of months, I caught on, and, you know, Greek and Latin and all this other stuff. But it was a great experience, and I've been doing it ever since, and it is a passion for me. And there's nothing really quite like putting your hands on somebody and taking away their pain. I can't tell you how good that feels. There's just no way to express it, and or take away their stress, or, you know, stomach ache or headache or whatever it might be. There's just so much that can be done, and thanks go out to all the teachers I've had over the years. I've studied under a couple of osteopathic doctors who helped me out a lot, and, you know, some whole bunch of seminars, and I got more books than, you know, it's unbelievable. But it's just a great field. You can keep learning and learning and learning, and I'm learning new stuff right now. But our latest adventure is a licensing school that is approved by the State Medical Board of Ohio and, again, the State Board of Career Colleges and Schools. That will be kicking off second week in January. So we're very proud of that program, and looking forward to teaching all the super stuff that myself and my staff have learned over the years. We have four instructors. Check this out, Marcia. We just added another fourth instructor. Her name is Suzanne Valentine. She's a physical therapist, and she's just awesome with counter strain. She's taken a lot of the Jones counter strain courses, and just is like a little miracle worker. But between the four staff members that we have 70 years experience. Can you believe that?
Goodness. Whoa. You know, that's a great way to put it, and it's very true. You know what? You have that. Do you have that on your site? Hopefully.
Yes, I think I do. We're just in the process
of researching. I'm actually pulling that part up here. Yes, it looks like you do have that. Very critical aspect to share. So the school, I know that. In other words, it's been operating to where people could go for the ethical massage practitioner certificate and training. And so now with what you have that's coming about, this is quite a step to step into this, correct?
It is, because the licensing program in Ohio is very – it's run by the State Medical Board, which is the only state in the country where massage is licensed by the medical board. So it's, you know, very strict format, and I'm not used to that at all. I'm used to doing pretty much, you know, whatever I feel like doing. So it's a change for me. But we're really looking forward to it because it does give us the opportunity to teach a lot of the advanced skills that between our four staff members, we probably know. I don't even know how many different modalities we know. But the real thing about it is that every one of our teachers has a great passion for the business, and they just get a real joy out of teaching, and they will go out of their way to do anything they can to help students learn, and it's just a joy to work with these people because I can't express it in words. They're just wonderful.
You definitely are doing what you love and expressing your purpose. And this is the thing, Jeff, that I always find myself talking with people about, especially nowadays, even more so than some years ago, because more and more people are wanting to tap into their purpose and their missions. There's nothing more rewarding, as you know and as we know, and you're not here just to put in your time. So,
no. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay. No, I agree. And, you know, I was just kind of wandering after college and, you know, like I said, selling auto parts and stuff. But I really didn't enjoy it, and I didn't feel like, I mean, I was making a living, and it just didn't do anything for my heart, you know what I'm saying? It didn't give me any joy or sense that I was doing anything that I belong doing, let's put it that way. And when I got into massage school, and it just, I mean, I've got into it and have not looked back since, and would not even consider changing to anything else at this point in time. Speaking of which, you gave an excellent intro for the case method. I don't know if there's anything I could add to that, you know.
Well, I wanted to just give a briefing because then I was going to step back and actually begin from place one. So first of all, the listeners, I'm sure, Jeff, know that LMT means licensed massage therapist. So what is ABP?
ABP stands for Advanced Bodywork Practitioner, and that is, again, a certificate program approved through the State Board of Career Colleges and Schools in Columbus. So, again, it's not massage. It's a bunch of different advanced body work techniques. People are not familiar. Everybody knows what massage is, but body work is a kind of thing where you are using certain techniques, in this case, five different techniques is in the certificate program, and that they are painless and they take away pain. And again, for some of them, there's no reason to even get undressed. So for people who are shy, there's no reason to do that. There's no oil used on half of them. But at the same time, they're highly, highly effective courses that in many cases are taught in seminar format around the country by various people. We won't mention any names. But the seminars, the seminars are just very expensive, and then there's travel expenses, and there's food, and, you know, all of that stuff, plus the tuition for the courses. And really, the basic way to apply these different techniques is really pretty easy. It's pretty basic. And so what we do is we've put together five days, one day a week for 5 days, where we teach these five different modalities, and we just call them the Advanced Bodywork Certificate Program. And that is now mixed in with our LMT program, and so you don't have to take the courses all in a row. We used to have it set up so that it was a six-month program where you would do them all in a row, but we've found that it's easier for people to take a course here, a course there, And whenever they get finished with it, all taking all five segments, then they would be issued their certificate. So it just makes it a lot easier for folks to get through that.
Uh-huh.
And
what? So with the what actually had you start the Cates method? Then I mean, what triggered that?
Yeah. Okay. The Cates method was discovered by accident. Actually, I had a lady on the table who was very, very stiff in her shoulders, and it was the first treatment of the morning, and I wanted to stretch out my arms and hands and get warmed up. So I pushed down on one shoulder and pushed down on the other. The one went down really easily. The other one was like pushing on a concrete block. It did not move at all. It was just totally stuck. So I said, well, I'll start with the easy one first. So I pushed that down, stretched it out real good, held it down for about 30 seconds. And then I said, okay, let's go back to this left shoulder that was previously just like concrete. And I kind of wound up my body and got ready to push real hard, which I did do. And it went down like a hot knife through butter. It just went way down. I almost fell right on this woman's head, poor thing. I mean, it just went down so easily, and I thought, what happened there? I had never experienced that before. I just didn't have any idea what had happened there, and I thought about it, and then just started trying it on different parts of her body, and it worked every time. And it just loosened her body up entirely. All her pain was gone. She felt like she was 20 years younger in the way she was able to move. She could stand up straight, and I just went insane. You know, I worked on it. I used it on almost everybody for about the next 6 months before I even told anybody about it, because I was afraid it would stop working or something silly like that. But then at the end of that,
you used the term "the healer within," and I as you heard me say, it's one of my favorite sayings. Is that, you know, we have the innate ability to heal anything and everything.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
When you use that term, that's great. That's something. Go ahead.
Yeah, the healer within is just the beauty of the Cates method is that you don't have to figure out anything. All you're doing is comparing how one side of the body moves compared to the other side. And the healer within will tell you by what moves easily, what moves further, or what moves without any pain of any kind. And that's the side you move first. You hold it down for a while, and then you move the other side. And the other side that was previously stuck, again, will, you know, just move so much more easily then. And it's a new way of stretching, basically, is what it is. Instead of, you know, you got some area that needs to be stretched out, and you struggle, and you pull, and you stretch, and you're doing yoga, and you're doing 50 million things to try and stretch out this area, when all you have to do is go the other way first. And the healer within tells you that by how it moves or it doesn't move, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. It's very, very easy to learn. We have one-day classes. We have for people who just want an introduction to see if they want to learn more about it. And that would be for anybody who wants to learn to work on their friends or family. Or we also have couples classes who want to learn the Cates method. And that's like a four-hour thing. Very short, very easy. It's very easy to learn. It really is. It's incredible.
So are you finding, Jeff, that people, do most of the people come from Ohio, or are they able to come from other areas as well? Or
we've had some people in from out of state, not a whole lot. We've had some people come in from New York and Pennsylvania and some of the surrounding states, Kentucky and like that, but nobody from a real long way away. But, you know, you're all welcome. We're here in Solon, Ohio. You know, look it up. You'll find it. It's just outside of
Cleveland.
Well,
the more that as we spoke earlier today, the more that you continue to get the information out there in the way in which is the best way nowadays, because the world is able to know what one is doing with,
yeah,
you know, being tapped into these social medias and a number of other ways, including things like our healthy referral newspaper and this radio show.
Exactly. And I appreciate you letting me get on the air tonight. Thank you.
Absolutely. And as I said, we are so excited about the connection with Blog Talk, mainly, too, because besides being live like we are at the moment, just having all the shows up where people are heavily going into the archive sections and listening at 2 or 3 in the morning when they want.
That's such a wonderful feature of the archives. That's just great.
Oh, goodness. Yes. So with what has been developing recently, is everything pretty much set for your latest venture then?
Their first massage therapy licensing program is going to start in the second week in January of this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So it'll be offered on Wednesday or a Saturday. And we have a whole bunch of people already signed up, and we're just really excited to get started. For anybody who's interested in learning more about the school, can I give the website? Am I allowed to advertise it?
Absolutely. We have already done that. I mentioned it in the beginning, but absolutely, it should be mentioned several times through the interview.
Okay.
So go ahead.
If you want to reach me, my name is Jeff. Number is 330-405-1933, and call me between 9 and 9, not before or not after, please. And then the website is www.abwami.com, Abwami, sounds kind of weird, but it's the abbreviation of the school name, which is the Advanced Body Work and Massage Institute .com. So that's what it is, and that's how to reach me, and be happy to talk with anybody.
If someone has done the ethical massage practitioner course, for instance, and if they are also interested in going for the LMT, how is that being set up?
The way we're doing that is really pretty simple. You know how I am. I like things simple. What we're doing is...
I won't comment.
I was going to say something else, but I'll skip that. Anyway, we're giving them full credit for everything they paid and all the hours. So they're getting $2,400 off of the price of the therapy program, and they're getting credit for their full 105 hours that they put into that program. So basically, they're getting credit for everything they did with us already, and that makes it a very within reach for a lot of people, which has also been a goal of mine over the years, is to keep things affordable for people, because I think people with the inclination of the good heart. What you need to get into this business, here's what you really need, because the rest can be taught. But what you really need is a good heart. You need good intent. You need to have an intense desire to help people. And if you have that, the rest can be taught, and we can teach you all of that. But we can't teach you to have that kind of desire inside yourself to help others. That has to be ingrained in you or a part of who you are. But if you have that, the rest we can teach you. It's a piece of cake. We have a lot of fun in class. We laugh a lot, and sometimes we get off wandering off on different subjects and, have to remember what we were talking about before, So,
I've experienced that being around there.
yeah. We had a lot of fun when you were in class. I remember that. We were on Route 91 when you were taking the class then. Right next to the subway place. Oh, I did want to mention I don't know how much time we have left, but the Case Method is available on DVD. I have that on DVD, and show you how where I'm at, I have a bunch of them on VHS, too, which was like, you know, just going out when DVDs are coming in. But, you know, that's been out for about 8 years now on DVD. We also have a book that was written by one of my instructors, actually two of my instructors, about the Cates Method and their experience with it. What's good about the book is that there's actually some Cates Method things in there where you can work on yourself using the technique, so you don't have to have a partner to do it if you're interested in the book. That's only $20, and the DVD is only $50, which is less than the cost of one treatment anywhere, you know. And it's an hour and 20 minutes worth of one great move after another, and very, very informative. And if you're not happy with it, you don't send us back. We will refund your money with no qualms at all. It's,
now, if I may, was the book, did Lisa lend to the book?
No, do you remember Debbie Craven?
Do remember the name. I'm trying to place her.
Lisa started the school with us, you know that. But Debbie has been with me, I think, around 8 years now. And Scott Capella has been with me about 7 years now. And they collaborated on the book along with another one of my graduates named Allison Denny. And she was a hoot. She was from England and had an accent, and it was really funny to try to talk to her sometimes. But it was a lot of fun, and they actually wrote the book. They asked me if they could, and I said, sure, go ahead. But, I'll quote you here and there, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's your thing. You go ahead and do it. And they did. I couldn't believe it. It was just like manna from heaven, and we've sold a lot of them.
Well, but I feel that that's a definite important message to have shared, and about the way that, you know, a person can actually just get this and do it in their home, learn, continue to experience it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can set up a table right in front of your TV and put in a DVD and follow it in real time. The whole thing was done in real time, so you can just follow exactly what's being done on the tape and get tremendous relief for your partner. And it's for that reason, I think it's an invaluable resource for folks that live too far away to come for, something here at the school in Solon. But anybody that lives in northeastern Ohio or anywhere in Ohio or any of the surrounding states, it's not that far. Come and stay for the night and take a class or two, and we'd be happy to have you. Yeah.
Well, that's what's so great also about how all of these things have come together with what you're offering, because there are things that could be considered more for those who are in Ohio, as well as, you know, if you're in another state. In other words, when someone takes the LMT, and I believe it would be the same for the ethical massage practitioner certificates, but they then practice in Ohio if they go elsewhere.
Actually, that's changed. The EMP certificate is good in Ohio, of course, and it's good in about a third of the other states in the country, because they accept our certificate, but it's because in about a third of the other states in the country, there are no regulations or laws of any kind governing massage. So, but even in states like that, it's nice to have a certificate hanging on the wall that shows you have a formal professional education in massage. But here's the cool thing about the medical massage licensing program. In last year, I believe it was, they went to a new testing system called MBLEX, M-B-L-E-X, and got rid of the old state medical board examination, which was such an unfair test. It was so difficult that the pass rate was only about 50% for 12, 13 years. and you know, like $250 to take it again is ridiculous. But now this MBLEX test is accepted and already accepted in 40 out of the 50 states. Okay.
Wow.
And the only ones it's not accepted in are the ones that don't want anybody, like I told you before, they don't want regulation of any kind. So it's literally accepted in every state in the union. And that is another, that's the main reason. That is actually the main reason I decided to go ahead with the massage therapy licensing program, because, you know, it's, I don't know, there's a lot of political infighting and a lot of funny stuff going on between states, and I don't want to get into all that, but it was very political. And this MBLEX test seems to have smoothed out and made the playing field level. And so anybody who has passed that program is automatically licensed in any state that they move to that accepts the MBLEX test, which I said at this time. Yeah, isn't that cool? Is 40 out of 50 states already accepted. So it's like dynamite. You can move just about anywhere.
So basically what we're saying is for the ethical massage practitioner certificate that many have, that they can pretty much do that wherever they are. And then the LMT course, because of the change in the testing and all that, that has shifted too then. So
yes, they've both shifted. Now, again, to be clear, the MBLEX test allows you to do massage therapy in 40 out of the 50 states.
Right,
the EMP
right.
certificate is good in Ohio and in about a third of the other states, about 10 or 12 or 15 other states. But it's because they have no laws at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't because they recognize our certificate. I'm just trying to clarify here.
Right.
They have no laws at all, so you can just go and set up shop, and that's another thing I wanted to say about the EMP certificate program. Again, 4 months, 1 day a week, only $2,400. You learn great, great hands-on skills. You learn about four techniques and good body mechanics, some business skills. And you can open your own business, or you can work in salons or health spas, wellness center, holistic health centers, like the one you had in Chagrin Falls. You can work in doctor's offices, chiropractic offices, anywhere. We just had one of our students just got a job at University Hospital. So we're very proud of Linda McMahon. She's a sweetie, and she just started working there last year. And we offer a variety of very short courses, reflexology, something called polarity, which is a type of energy work. Again, the couples massage that I mentioned, and a couple different courses there, including the case method for couples. We have another thing called spinal touch, which is a way to correct posture. People with a forward head or a flat lumbar curve, anybody that has any issues with posture, it can help with that. And then we teach, have a lady named Alice Langholt come in and teaches Reiki for us, and there's a few others, but it's just a ton of fun to teach all these courses.
I know that in the when I did the ethical massage practitioner course, what was really nice about that is that it did include things such as you know, it touched on reflexology and polarity and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other important thing about that course is that we spend a lot of time teaching body mechanics, and body mechanics, what that means is learning to use your leg strength and your body weight to do the treatment rather than your arm strength, because it doesn't take, you don't have to be a big, strong person to do an effective, deep massage. You can be small and tiny, actually, and do a really great massage as long as you learn proper body mechanics. The flip side of the coin is that if you don't learn proper body mechanics, no matter how big and strong you might be, your wrists will be burnt out. In about 2 years, you'll have carpal tunnel syndrome and neck and lower back issues, and you'll be out of the business. So No,
I'm serious. You'll be on the table.
Yeah, you'll be on the table instead of on the other side of it. You know. So vitamin K, it's critical.
Go ahead.
It's critical. You got to learn them. Yeah.
Yes. It's yeah. And this is what I find in many modalities that it's important to take care of oneself by doing and using the tools that help you take care of yourself while you're doing all these different kinds of works, you know, on people, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, the licensed massage course, are you able to be a little bit more specific? So, for instance, if someone has taken the, has their EMP and they want to go for the licensed course, what if that's credited, what then is still needed for them to do it?
Well, for example, the course for the medical massage licensing diploma can be either 11 months or 20 months, depending on whether you want to be in class. If you want to can do 2 months, 2 days a week, it only takes 11 months to complete that course, which is pretty quick. But if you've taken the EMP course already, then that drops you back to about 7.5 to 8 months, and you can complete the therapy program. And it drops you down $2,400 off the tuition also. So it basically...
What is the tuition amount?
It's $10,400. Which is on the low end of what the other schools in the area offer. A lot of them start around 12 and run as high as 21,000, mm-hmm. believe it or not. You never guess who started a massage therapy school. Do you remember the old Hamrick truck driving school?
Yeah.
they actually started a massage therapy licensing school, and I just thought that was hysterical, but anyway. That's neither here nor there, but so in other words, it drops about 2.5 months off the therapy program, and $2,400. The thing is that the program went from 600 hours in the state for licensing to 750 hours recently, just like last year. So it's become a very extensive program, and. Where you feel very fortunate, we have Scott Capella on our crew who just knows every bone and muscle in the body upside down and backwards. And so does Suzanne Valentine. She knows more about it than anybody I know. And, you know, I had to learn it along the way, you know. But like when I was in massage school, I couldn't even afford the books. I was so broke I couldn't pay attention. And I couldn't even buy the books. I was studying off the charts on the walls and stuff. But I made it through. And but
it goes to show you how you can do something when you really, really want to.
Yeah. Well, it's a great field. You can continue to learn and continue to get better all the time. People go in all kinds of directions. There's sports massage. There's infant massage. There's prenatal massage. We had a couple of doulas go through our program. There's just, we had a doctor go through, Harry Sinclair. I don't know if you met Harry at any time.
Yes, you know Harry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had a couple of physical therapists, and we've had some massage therapists from other schools come to our school to learn massage, okay? Which I thought was, well, you don't want to get started. Yeah. But I thought that was a shame, really. It shouldn't have happened. They should have learned it at their own school. But anyway, they're okay now.
Well, sometimes things, you know, well, first of all, everything happens for a reason. And they were to experience what you had to offer. So, Jeff, one more time, if you can give your phone number for people to reach you.
Certainly,
and then your website.
Sure. The phone number is 330-405-1933. One more time, 330-405-1933. And the website address is www.abwami.com. And again, abwami.com. It's short for our school initials, which I mean that is the initials, Advanced Body Work and Massage Institute. And we're located in Solon, easily accessible by freeway from any direction.
I'd like to say to the listeners, that's Solon, Ohio.
Yes, Solon, yes.
Ohio, yes, since many
people
are
listening.
Oh,
yes, did I say it wasn't Ohio? I didn't say Ohio.
No, you said Solon, and I know that the people listening are going to be from all over the place.
Okay, well, it's Ohio for all you folks out there.
So if I try to find Solon in Florida, it isn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, you might have one down there, but we're talking about the one in Ohio. We're losing all our leaves off our trees right now, and this Hurricane Sandy coming up there, we're expecting it all be down in the next day or so. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, Jeff, I know that this was a little last minute, and I always feel that last minute things can be even more or better, greater than things that have been planned for quite a while. So I appreciate the last moment decision to go ahead and do this with us. And
I just certainly appreciate you calling me. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you, Marcia. We've been friends a long time, and God bless you.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Well, we will talk to you soon. And what I will do is, as I mentioned, give you the link that you can have of the finished interview, and you can use that in whatever way you'd like.
Oh, that would be outstanding. That would be
absolutely
very outstanding. I appreciate
All right.
that. Thank you, dear.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marcia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, bye-bye. That was Jeff Cates of the Cates Method, developed by Jeff. And you heard some wonderful, wonderful information. It is just amazing what has been created over these 20-some years. And it is close to my heart to know that something like this, through the friendship that Jeff and I and we have had, has him be where he is today. It's very exciting. And Jeff is one of many, many, many people and friends through these years that similar types of situations have come about. But sometimes a particular situation definitely feels a little closer to heart. And it's always amazing to see why that can be. And I know that, when we give because we want to give and someone's able to receive, it starts flowing with that circle and it just keeps coming around. So I really, really had appreciated the opportunity to take the Ethical Massage Practitioner course at the time in which I did. So I know Jeff will be hearing this when he re-listens to the show. So thank you, Jeff. And listeners, be sure to give a call. Go to the website. You'll be able to email through that as well. Ask your questions. That's what's really wonderful about these interviews, too. There's so much knowledge being shared, and I know that it triggers questions on your part. So always feel that you can call and talk with these people that we're interviewing. In fact, that's really what they want. There's no obligation ever to do that. So please give Jeff Cates the call and just let him know that you heard it on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. All right, we have a few minutes remaining, and with this few minutes, I would like to share a couple additional pieces of information. First of all, there is a song that I wrote a number of years ago that is going to be redone as far as the music, and going to sing this myself this time. The first time after writing this, I gave it to a professional singer who's a friend of mine. She was so, so kind and offered to take the words and put it to music and sing it and get it copyrighted and all that. So all of that was done, and presently, and for quite a while, I've been wanting to redo it to a different kind of music and actually sing it myself. So going to move in that direction a little bit more directly here, but wanted to share it with you. It's called Possibilities. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth, a space from which we have to evolve, varied and rich to us all, for thinking and acting beyond the theme of it all. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth. We're living in this world, sharing within and without, sharing with each other, together working it out. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth. Being alive is love. Having our dreams begin. The sun never sets. Our growth expands to no end. Possibilities, what possibilities in this environment called Earth. Possibilities, what possibilities. Together, we can have it work. And again, that is called Possibilities, and you will be hearing more about that in different ways as time goes along. How to teach your baby to read. This is a very, very special organization, and I always like to make sure that I am sharing their information. It's the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential. And just what is that? Well, a friend, Diane Phillips, had told me about this, and I fell in love with it immediately. And it really has to do with parents working with their children to teach them. To teach them what? To teach them to read, to teach them to swim, to simply teach them. And the means in which to do that are taught to the parent or parents at the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential, which is based out of Philadelphia. And they have locations in different countries, including Italy, in the Pisa area, which I look to visit sometime very soon, and actually had planned to already be there. So I wanted to make sure that you have the website, which is www.iahp.org. That's iahp.org for the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential. It actually all started with them working with brain-injured children, and because of the immense success that they had with brain-injured children, they said, what do you think this could do for well children to have them expand their learning capabilities? And they began doing that, and it proved to be absolutely amazing, and they have for over 58 years been doing what they do. So it's very close to my heart for numerous reasons. So get in touch with them. Ask your questions. Also, I'm going to share a couple books that came in. Everything I Needed to Know in Life I Learned in Salsa Class. Woman Finds Secrets to Successful Living Through Salsa. Spiritual Life Coach and Amateur Salsa Dancer Clara Timberlake would have never imagined that the salsa dancing class would be the divine catalyst that would change her life forever. It's an amazing book, easy reading. You can go to Amazon or just do a check-in with the title, Everything I Needed to Know in Life I Learned in Salsa Class. Okay, one other thing, there is an organization called the National Health Federation, www.thenhf.com, thenhf.com. Please check it out. We are on the advisory board. They are very close to our hearts, and they are part of, along with Message 2000, that we'll be putting on our Expo in 2013. Lots of blessings to you all, and we will see you very, very soon. And, of course, every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we are here ready to share such amazing, amazing topics. And if you have a special topic, please let us know. We would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And we will see you next Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Lots of love, and we'll talk to you soon.